mornings, I'm Chris Oakes, and coming up today, a Christmas awakening. Do you ever find yourself just going through the motions during the holidays? Well, it's time to turn off the autopilot and allow yourself to truly experience the joy of the season once again. Also this morning, tips, trends, and time-saving secrets as we get into the final big push of the Christmas shopping season. And we have some yummy and easy-to-make holiday appetizers and treats from Kyra's Kitchen. This is the Good Mornings Podcast Edition for Friday, December 13th, 2024. I have to start with this because I got a chuckle and a little tear in my eye. Big thank you. The other day on the program, I was mentioning that I think it was like Christmas card day or something. We were talking about it being Christmas card day, and I casually mentioned that I don't know anybody who sends Christmas cards anymore. I don't think people really send Christmas cards anymore because we have at our house a wall hanging, it's like a little pocket where you put all of your Christmas cards people send you every year. And so we have it hanging as we do every year in our home, but it's empty because because nobody sends Christmas cards anymore. And I mentioned it just as kind of a humorous thing, because even though we don't get Christmas cards, we still hang it up every year. I don't know why we do that. And I was just kind of joking about it. And so yesterday I get to the studio, and in my mailbox at the studio, there's a Christmas card from Jeff and Celia Harper. And it says, "Let not your Christmas card holder remain empty this year." So it's a really sweet Christmas card. It's a Peanuts themed Christmas card with Snoopy and Charlie Brown and the whole gang. And so thank you very much. And then yesterday afternoon at my home, the mail came. And sure enough, there's a Christmas card in the mail from Teresa Raymond, who also wrote a nice little note. No one's card display should be empty. So Merry Christmas to you and your family. So I wasn't fishing for Christmas cards necessarily, but I do appreciate the thought. And thank you very much. I got a bit of a chuckle, and also I was touched. So thank you very much to Teresa and to Jeff and Celia for thinking of us with the Christmas cards that they made sure. So my Christmas card holder is no longer empty. You'll be happy to know. So all is well with the world. I really was not fishing for sympathy or fishing for Christmas cards there. It was just a joke, but I do appreciate the thought nonetheless. So the final countdown, just a couple of shopping weekends until Christmas. The Ohio Department of Commerce issued a warning yesterday about possible gift card scams that are going around this holiday season. You get into these final days before Christmas and you're starting to panic when you don't have anything. You can't find that perfect gift. And forget it. We'll just buy a gift card. Well, beware. Officials say criminals often try to take advantage of those who are looking to get last-minute gifts for friends and loved ones this time of year. They recommend only buying gift cards from reputable sellers, like the stores or restaurants themselves, or large chain supermarkets, you know, where they have the displays. Cards should never be purchased from third-party sources, in person or online. Don't buy secondhand gift cards. And there really should be no reason to do this, because it's not like they're hard to find. Gift cards are everywhere. And I know sometimes somebody might approach you, or you might be solicited online to buy gift cards at a discount. But the risk really isn't worth it. Just kind of stick to just a reminder from the Ohio Department of Commerce here. A couple of other things, warnings and advisories surrounding the Christmas season. It can sometimes be unsafe. Same thing if you are buying something secondhand. And whether this is for Christmas or just any time of the year, police in Akron are investigating an armed Facebook marketplace robbery. Incident happened on Wednesday evening when a man and a woman met up. We're supposed to meet up with a man to buy an iPad and an iPhone, some personal electronics. And when they got to the location, an armed male pulled a gun and demanded that they give him their money. And the whole thing started as a Facebook marketplace transaction. The man took their money, fled from the scene. No descriptions of the suspect have been released. He's still on the run. But again, it's one of those things you got to be very, very careful. And in this case, they were meeting in a public place. So that's one of the things they say, always meet in a public place. But sometimes that isn't even safe. So something to keep in mind. There was this warning, speaking of warnings with the Christmas and winter season. We don't have to worry about it quite yet because we haven't had any shovelable snow. But between 1990 and 2006, it says here, around 200,000 Americans were treated in emergency rooms for snow shoveling related accidents. Medical experts warning about the demand that shoveling snow puts on the heart and muscles of the body, and especially those with heart conditions, more likely to experience a cardiac event, and those with impaired balance are at risk of falling because it's slippery out there. So do be very careful if you are shoveling snow. Like I said, we haven't had any of that necessarily yet this season, but it's coming. Could very well be coming. And doctors also warning about toys that you'll want to avoid this holiday season. December, National Safe Toys and Gifts Month. Adam Keating is a pediatrician for the Cleveland Clinic, says a good rule of thumb is any part of a toy, if any part of a toy can fit through a toilet paper roll, then it is too small. It is a choking hazard for children under the age of three. So as a general rule of thumb, and also on store-bought toys, pay attention to those age recommendations on the package. They're more than just recommendations for the level of enjoyment. It has to do with safety, those age ranges that are printed on the packaging of the toys. So also make sure that you avoid toys with sharp edges. And if you're buying something like an electric scooter, for your kids, make sure you get a helmet along with it. More than 150,000 children under the age of 12 treated at emergency rooms just this past year alone for toy-related injuries. So I don't mean to bring you down on this, this Christmas season, but there are things that you'll definitely want to keep in mind. Better safe than sorry, as they say. A couple of other items here among the first things you need to know this morning, the most interesting and buzzworthy stories of the day. I saw this on the Newswire this morning, and I thought, well, duh. People magazine says that the youngest son of President-elect Donald Trump, Barron, is being described as very popular with the ladies during his first semester at New York University. Well, duh. He's the son of the president and he's rich. So, yeah, he's popular with the ladies. People says his classmates describe Barron Trump as tall and handsome. It's amazing how much more handsome the size of his trust fund makes him. Barron Trump arrived on the NYU campus back in September, flanked by security guards during his first day of classes. Incoming First Lady and former First Lady Melania Trump had previously said she didn't think it would be possible for her son to have a normal college experience. But I'm thinking he's okay with that. You know, I'm thinking he's probably okay, all things considered, with that. And let's see what else is going on. I saw this kind of interesting. It's bowl season. The first bowls will be next week and the college football playoff games and all of that. World champion eater Joey Chestnut has been named the chief eggnog official for the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. Chief eggnog official Joey Chestnut is for the Holiday Bowl. He is, of course, very famous for his success in the competitive eating field. And he will now be overseeing the celebration at the end of the Holiday Bowl, where the winning coach will be covered in eggnog. This is an odd tradition. It started with, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, where the coach got drenched in mayo. And then they had the Cheez-It Bowl, where the coach got, inundated with Cheez-Its. Which, I'd take that if I were a coach. I mean, that would be much better than mayo. But here now, at the end of the Holiday Bowl, they're going to drench the coach in eggnog. Washington State and Syracuse will play in the Holiday Bowl. That will be December 27th. So, definitely we'll watch for that. And finally, here among the first things you need to know, the most interesting and buzzworthy stories of the day, it is the time of the year when people consider tipping their service providers a little extra for the holidays. Provide a little extra tip or a gratuity or a bonus for, your hairdresser, the mailman, the kid who shovels the walk or cuts the grass in the summertime, whatever. Here is a tip. It always brings up the question, how much should you tip? Let's see here. Generally speaking, mail carriers and trash collectors get about $20. Now, mail carriers, by the way, there is a limit. Federal rules, because they're federal employees, federal rules put limits on what they can accept in terms of monetary gifts. So you got to be careful with that. If it's too much, they can't accept it. But anyway, $20 a pop is kind of the going rate for mail carriers and trash collectors. The highest, on the high end of the Christmas bonus hierarchy, are housekeepers and child care providers, which typically receive about $50 for the holidays. But I thought this was good as a rule of thumb. And it comes from Bankrate analyst Ted Rossman, good friend Ted Rossman, who's been on the program a number of times with us on the show. And he suggests, when deciding how much to give to somebody who provides a service for your family, a good rule of thumb is the cost of one service. In other words, you take the last payment to your gardener or your hairdresser or whoever it might happen to be, and just double that last payment and make that the gratuity for the holidays. So that may come in handy as you're trying to decide how to tip those service people this holiday season. There you go. Some of the most interesting and buzzworthy stories to get your Friday morning started.
WFIN News, I'm Matt Demchek. Your WTOL 11 weather. Partly to mostly sunny today, a high in the mid-20s, partly cloudy tonight, a low around 20. The Findlay Fire Department made quick work of a fire at a detached garage at a residence in the 400 block of Walnut Street. When firefighters arrived, fire was visible from the back side of the garage, and firefighters quickly got to work on putting it out. The fire department told us that the homeowner saw smoke coming from the garage and was able to get their dog out of the garage. Firefighters put the fire out, and damage was limited to the back side of the garage. Hanco EMS also responded in case they were needed, but they were not, as there were no injuries. The street department was contacted to deal with some ice that built up in the area from the water the fire department was putting on the fire. Get more in the story on our website. A bill at the Ohio State House seeks to expand the definition of anti-Semitism in Ohio.
Senate Bill 297 would expand the offense of ethnic intimidation to include offenses of riot and aggravated riot committed by reason of race, color, religion, or national origin.
ONN's Yolanda Harris reporting. The Ohio Department of Health is reporting that cases of flu, COVID, RSV, and whooping cough are on the rise.
Health experts say young children, older adults, and those with compromised immune systems are at the highest risk. They recommend getting updated vaccines before attending family gatherings and practicing good hygiene.
If you're not feeling well, or if you have active symptoms of an illness, please stay home.
If you're older or pregnant, you should consider getting vaccinated.
That's ONN's Lena Lai. The Northwest Ohio Railroad Preservation's North Pole Express is a holiday tradition for many.
We're once again a part of the Ohio Holiday Lights Trail. People come back year after year and enjoy it. It is by far our biggest event of the year.
Jim Gabriel, Vice President of the Northwest Ohio Railroad Preservation, considers their North Pole Express Findlay's premier holiday light display. Get more in the story on our website. Remember, you can always get more news online anytime at WFIN.com.
Well, you know how it is. It is supposed to be a time of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. All too often, however, it becomes the season of overscheduling and checking off all of the obligatory boxes, more so than anything else. So if you're feeling like you're just kind of cruising through the holidays on autopilot rather than truly enjoying the season, you need this book. Jill Palmquist is vice president of Lifetime. They operate more than 170 athletic country clubs across the United States and Canada. She is the author of In This Lifetime. So we talk about this being the most wonderful time of the year. That's the phrase, right? But every year, many of us find ourselves just not feeling it. So we end up, like we said, kind of going through the motions. Oh, here's another Christmas and we're just going to go blah, 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 blah. Why is it that we do that?
I think it's a combination of a couple things. There's all sorts of factors that probably play into this. And one is that we basically live in an alternative reality, right? Between social media and Netflix, nothing is really what it seems to be.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us, especially my generation, grew up with a different set of traditions and expectations, and those are vanishing, you know? And so we're trying to make our own, but then we're caught. So you combine that with like just this idea that so much more is expected out of an already busy life, you know, and that it's just go, 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 that you just get, I think you get fragile and kind of brittle and you forget to take care of yourself, and it's just kind of a downward spiral.
And you know, even beyond that, and I find myself doing this sometimes, even beyond that, you get to these things that are a part of the season that are supposed to be the things that make it magical, but instead they sort of annoy us. You know what I mean? And that's like maybe even worse.
I think this is kind of what the book is all about, you know, like whether it's Christmas or, you know, any time of year, you know, that we just start taking all these things for granted, or instead of like we get to do that, it's like we have to do that. Like we're just annoyed. So that I think there's some really good solutions that are kind of like trickled through this thing that you can apply now and through the whole year. Go outside. Get moving. You know what I mean? Like change your energy, change the molecules in your body, you know, bonus points if you move, look up, you know, understand where you are in the context of this whole big world. You know, like if you can just start with starting to pay attention and think about these things, that's like half your battle, right? But then if you start to like take it in as a human being, like remember that you have a nose, right? Start to inhale some of the scents. This is the most glorious time of the year as far as scents, you know, like the cookies baking in your oven, the pine trees, the candles. So, you know, that the book is loaded with little things like that. Like that fact that your nose has more memories than your brain and your eyes, that it's all kind of stored in there, which can be gross if you think about it, but also interesting. You know, it holds so much, and we can really transport ourselves. And I think that just does so much.
One of the other things that I think a trap that so many of us, again, another one of the things that I tend to, I have to, you know, kind of stop and force myself to step back from this, is that perfectionism, the idea that everything has to be perfect, especially this time of year, in order to create that perfect memory, that can just add that much pressure to the whole thing.
I'm going to just tell you a quick story in a nutshell. It's like one of the holidays where we were all trying to be perfect turned into the biggest disaster between the fireplace backing up, the smoke in the house, the fire alarm. My dad had a goose that like slipped out of his hands and a dog grabbed it. At the same time, like the oven door fell off of the oven and the sweet potatoes and the marshmallows all hit the floor. There's like yelling and screaming and like everybody was mad and it was a disaster. But then just like in the middle of it, somebody started to laugh and we all started to laugh. And so it's like that went from being the most disastrous, like imperfect holiday Christmas to being the one that we talk about and remember. You know, it's like the lesson. So if there's one thing I can tell you there, it's like try to either find or if you can't find it, find somebody that does have a sense of humor and keep that, close during the holidays. Look for what's funny or what makes you smile and, you know, how you can recontextualize it.
As we were saying, and again, we're hitting some of the highlights of the things that do make this such a stressful time of the year and can lead to that, you know, just kind of going through the motions mindset. And that is the overscheduling. There are so many things, whether we've got multiple family gatherings for this part of the family or that part of the family, and then you've got, business obligations, your work party, whatever organizations you might be a part of have, their demands and so on. You know, I guess you can look at that as saying, hey, I am fortunate. I've got so many people, so many loved ones in my life that I need to account for during this holiday season, but it can be overwhelming.
I'm so glad that you acknowledge that because again, I think loneliness is at epidemic proportion. So like gratitude is your first course of action there. It's just like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's a lot of people sitting at home, you know, wondering why and how to get that kind of engagement.
Sure.
This is about time. And, you know, this whole book is about like life and time, and how you spend your time is how you spend your life. So if you want to spend it feeling depleted and overscheduled, that's your choice. But saying no is basically a muscle. You know what I mean? And it's one that we can flex and develop. It doesn't really come naturally. And we're always like, oh, we have to tell them why or this or that. But it's like every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And right now, like this radical self-care is really important, you know, so you don't beat yourself down or wear yourself too thin for everybody else too, not just yourself, but for the people that you love.
Yeah. We've all heard that old saying that your presence is the present. And it sounds like that's really, at the end of the day, you boil it down into a nutshell. That's kind of what you're saying in the book.
Yeah, I think the book starts with Omar Khayyam. You know, he's that Persian polymath. His quote that I love and that was kind of a North Star in this book was be happy in your moment. This moment is your life. And so it's like to dismiss your presence, you know, to not be paying attention is to, in my opinion, is to squander it, you know, to let it go because you're never going to see it again.
And that's another point that you make in the book I thought was really, really interesting. Asking yourself, what if this is the last time? What if this is, I mean, because we all know we're not guaranteed tomorrow, and that may be a little bit morbid to think about, especially during this time of year. But what if this is the last time? Really can help you sort of focus on the things that really do matter.
You know, that was written quite a while ago. Whenever I read it or people bring it up, it still kind of chokes me up because we don't know. Mm-hmm. And I think what it does is it's a catalyst for appreciation. What a wake-up call. You know what I mean? Like, I hug my daughter every morning and I just like take a big whiff of her hair. You know, like, I just like, you just don't know. It's a call to pay attention, a call to wake up, a call to engage in the magic of your life. It's all around us.
It's a reset that so many of us need this time of year. Jill Palmquist, again, is vice president of Lifetime and author of the book In This Lifetime. Where do we get our hands on the book? Where can we get it?
You can get it at shop.lifetime.life. It's our Lifetime's e-commerce page.
Giving folks a lot to think about there. We appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you.
Well, just a couple of shopping weekends left now before the big day. And if you still have people to cross off your list, we have you covered this morning with the modern man, Mike Bako, lifestyle media contributor, father of two. Mike, what are some of the key shopping trends, some of the statistics that we might want to be aware of heading into the crunch time of the holiday season here?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a bigger story about what's going on in terms of the entire shopping season. This you know, Black Friday all the way through, you know, Christmas Eve for some people doing their shopping that late in the game.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because despite inflation and some of the individual economic concerns that we've been hearing about throughout the course of this year, certainly during the political season as well, Americans are ready to spend this holiday season. The average household is going to spend just north of $1,000. And cover your ears to my two sons that are 4 and 7 years old. If you have children, close to $400 per child is going to be spent. That's to, you know, recent research and surveys of parents and families. So there is money to be spent this holiday season, and it's going to be spent.
We certainly do love our gift giving this time of year. So what is your hottest item? We'll start with technology, because that is always the big category at Christmas time. What do you got here?
Well, the holidays are here, and it's that time of year when people are looking to upgrade their tech as well as their home entertainment systems. And there's no better upgrade than a TV at the holidays. When you're watching movies, you're watching sports, kids' cartoons. So whether you're planning a Home Alone marathon or watching those NFL and college football playoff games, enjoying it on a brand new TV is really the festive way to ring in the season. And LG has their new TV. It's called LG's B4 OLED TV. And it's really going to transform your living room into a theater experience. And it's got cutting edge technology like Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos that right in the action with amazing visuals and immersive sound. And if you're just kind of wondering what some of this OLED technology is, why it may be superior to mini LED TVs, it's because OLED displays really excel in delivering that cinematic experience that people want. So it offers perfect blacks and infinite contrast. It makes it ideal for watching dark scenes and enjoying content in dimly lit rooms. You could also explore over 300 free LG TVs, LG channels as well. And if you're a gamer, it's equipped with the NVIDIA G-Sync and 120 hertz of refresh rate. So that player experience offers ultra smooth gameplay and unmatched responsiveness with stunning display. So, you know, it's really something that if you do want to splurge or just upgrade your tech, it's really the way to go.
You also, while we're on the subject of technology, you also point out, and this has been kind of an interesting trend this year, ways to use tech to make the gift giving and shopping easier for others during the season.
Yeah, we just mentioned it. You know, people are going to be spending more than they have in prior years.
Right.
The National Retail Federation predicts that 2024 sales are going to grow between 3 and 4%, close to $1 trillion in holiday spending between November and December. So people are going to be looking for ways to manage and save and also discover new deals. And most importantly, shop smart. And Affirm is a brand that I've been partnering with, and it lets you help you pay responsibly over time for your gifts this holiday season. There's transparency in what they do. There's no late or hidden fees. So whether it's a new jacket for mom or those concert tickets you've been eyeing, Affirm lets you help you check off your holiday gift list while keeping your purchases within your budget. And what I love about Affirm is that it helps you control your finances and pay over time. They offer bi-weekly and monthly payment plans. And you could shop at top retailers like Amazon and Peloton, SeatGeek, so many more. So you could go to the Affirm app to download, or you can visit Affirm.com to help you get started to shop virtually anywhere. No cost to download the app. It's really a great way to shop responsibly and pay over time this holiday season.
I look at that as kind of the 21st century version of the layaway plan that we are all familiar with from years gone by. We've also heard the number of people who are using AI tools to help them match up gifts to the people on their list, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, using AI as a tool, not as a replacement, to supplement is really the way to go. So a lot of people are using it at work to spruce up some of the content that they've created. So why not use AI to spruce up your holiday list? You may not be as on the cutting edge with what your kids may want. So if you put in certain prompts, it can return some ideas that you may not be thinking about or that your kids may not have hinted at along the way. So using tech and using AI is really a good way way to supplement those holiday Christmas lists. And don't be too surprised if you see a very well thought out strategic list from one of your older kids, because they themselves have been using AI. So I'm sure we're going to be seeing some of those AI generated Christmas lists. Yeah. They're just a little bit too well thought out.
You're cyber Santa in the modern day. What else should people be aware of when they're shopping, again, whether we're talking about in-store or online?
Yeah, one of the things that we've been noticing as a trend is from the store perspective. So while a lot of stores are still offering free shipping, some stores and some online brands are not offering free returns in terms of the shipping, or some even instituting a fee. So I think people have really gotten used to the, I'm going to buy four or five different sizes and see which one fits, or I'll buy multiple versions of different things and then just return them. A lot of brands and a lot of online and in-store retailers have been changing some of those return policies. So just be aware of that. You may be getting free shipping, but sometimes there may be anywhere from a $5 to $10 return fee or restocking fee that a lot of brands and companies have been instituting. So it's been interesting to see that as a trend this holiday season.
Makes it even more important than ever to get it right the first time. So some great stuff there as we come up on the final crunch time before Christmas and all of that last minute shopping over the last couple of weeks here. And again, the modern man, Mike Baco, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Always a pleasure. Happy holidays, Chris.
This is Good Mornings with Chris Oakes on 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and 95.5 FM.
We interrupt this program to bring you a broken news alert.
Sometimes you don't have to go very far to find the broken news. In Whitehall, Ohio, a police officer has been fired for reportedly falsifying evidence. Whitehall Police Chief Mike Crispin says Officer Brooke Cano wrote in a report that a woman that she had placed under arrest had admitted to fleeing from police. She said that the woman admitted to fleeing from police. But according to the chief, Officer Gano's body camera footage shows that the confession was never made. you would think that, I mean, it's on video. So you can go back and tell whether she actually made the statement that the officer claims that she made. And apparently she didn't. But here's the crazy part. The FOP is calling the officer's termination a direct attack on union representatives. Because Officer Kenna was the last union representative with the Whitehall Police Department. They are implying that her firing happened not because she falsified evidence and reported an admission that the suspect never actually made, but they say her firing was because of an ongoing dispute between the Fraternal Order of Police and the chief, Chief Crispin. So that's... I don't know. The video shows that she didn't make the confession that was in the officer's report. That does seem to be, I would think that would be grounds for termination. I would think, call me crazy. I don't know the whole details, and I'm not familiar with all sorts of police procedures, but that seems to be a no-no. That would be a no-no, I would think. Elsewhere in the broken news, police in Jefferson County, Washington, arrested two suspects in connection to a burglary, and these were not the brightest criminals in the world. This is certainly a nominee for dumb criminal of the day, or criminals of the day, two suspects. So the homeowner reported to police $11,000 in jewelry had been stolen from his home, and police... upon a brief investigation, soon located the suspects. They were found rowing in a stolen rowboat in Port Gamble Bay. I've never understood. And we've had, from time to time, we'll have stories of criminals who try to flee by, jumping into a boat or jumping into the water, swimming away or whatever. Do they expect to swim like across the ocean to another country where they don't have an extradition agreement or something? I mean, this is in a rowboat. What are they going to do? Row to, Asia? I don't know. What is road to Australia from Washington? I don't know. Because eventually you'll have to come back to land. And this pair of genius criminals actually had to come back to land sooner than maybe they anticipated. Police say the pair were in a stolen boat attempting to use a piece of plywood as a paddle. Unfortunately, the rowboat then began to fill with water, which forced the suspects to swim back to land, and the deputies were waiting. I can just see the cops standing on the shore looking at these idiots saying, it's just a matter of time. It's just, we'll wait. It's just a matter of time. Speaking of unusual thefts, this in the Seattle area of Washington State, where a suspect is now under arrest after breaking into a Taco Time restaurant when it was closed. He wasn't stealing money. In fact, the doors to the cash register were open and empty. The money had been cleared out of the restaurant after closing time. So it wasn't after money. While the restaurant was closed, the man pried open the drive-through window and grabbed the taco sauce bottles that were placed along the window. He just stole the taco sauce. He used a stick to reach a total of 7 bottles. The Taco Time restaurant posted that while they don't condone the man's actions, they do admire his taste in sauce. Apparently it's very good sauce. So you certainly understand why he wanted to get his hands on it. When you got a craving, you got a craving. What can you do? Let's see. This in Massachusetts, Dateline Fall River, Massachusetts. Story with a bit of a Christmas twist. Man doing a very poor impression of Santa. Arrested after trying to escape police by climbing into the chimney of a home. 33-year-old Robert Langalis was attempting to flee arrest after detectives executed a search warrant at a residence where he was holed up, and he chose the chimney as a hiding spot. You probably know what happens next, right? His situation got exponentially worse when he got stuck in the chimney. Let's see here. A statement from the Fall River PD says, quote, detectives unable to free him called our friends at the Fall River Fire Department and Fall River Emergency Medical Services to the scene to rescue Mr. Langalis, who had become wedged in the chimney. He now faces a pair of drug possession charges and other outstanding charges on other outstanding warrants. And now he's got a charge of trying to flee police, and he's getting a big lump of coal. This stocking. And finally, in the broken news this morning, this is our viral internet story of the day. Apparently, there's video of this. A man on TikTok caught a guy in a hotel lobby, and I'm not sure where the hotel is. I don't know all of the particulars, but there's video of this online. Man in a hotel lobby bribing a DoorDasher to take some guy's undelivered pizza. Now, how crazy is this? The man in the video says this dude just straight up bought somebody else's pizza. So apparently somebody ordered DoorDash. We don't know who. The DoorDasher shows up at the hotel looking for the rightful owner of the pizza. This is about 1 a.m. And some guy in the lobby just steps up and says, well, I'll take it. And so the DoorDasher sold the pizza to him. Don't know who originally it was for, who originally paid for it, but this guy, random guy, just bribed the DoorDasher to claim the unclaimed food. Upon the video going viral, DoorDash posted that customers should contact customer support in this particular situation. I it's probably not the first time this has ever happened, but that's crazy. Captured on video and everything. Hey, you got a delivery? I'll take it. Did you order it? No, but I'll take it. There you go. That is today's Broken News Report, an update on the odd and unusual side of the headlines. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
Ever wonder what being a Findlay Rotarian is all about?
I'm Alyssa Preston, director of the Hancock County Convention and Visitors Bureau. I am proud to be a Findlay Rotarian because locally we make an impact by recognizing amazing educators in the Findlay and Hancock County area through the Golden Apple Award.
To become part of an organization that brings together business, professional leaders to provide community service and advance goodwill, contact Findlay Rotary at findlayrotary.org and click on join.
This message provided by WFIN.
Time now for your daily download, the numbers behind the news and the statistics that shape our lives. So a new survey of 2,000 Americans finds that we are itching for a vacation every 110 days. Every 110 days or roughly just a hair under 16 weeks. That's kind of our threshold. Every 110 days, we get that itch to go on vacation, which means that assuming you get a few days off, you know, around the holiday season between Christmas and New Year's, that means you will probably need your next vacation by April 20th of 2025. That being said, and this is the ironic thing, only 18% of workers with paid time off will use their full allotment this year. The average respondent who has PTO available has 5.4 days left at the end of the year that they don't use and that they can't or don't roll over. 5.4 days on average, unused paid time off. And yet 79% of respondents in this survey said that they have felt particularly burnt out. Maybe it's due to financial struggles, tiredness, or mental health issues, among other things. Those were the top reasons for feeling burnt out. And how do they know that they are burnt out? Well, according to the survey, 41% say they are more likely to make mistakes at work. 36% know that they're getting burnt out when they start to rely on caffeine too much at work. And 29% know that they're starting to feel burnt out when they become more grumpy with their coworkers. And still, despite all this, workers used less than 40% of their time off specifically for rest and relaxation. It's 39.1% of the time off that they are used simply for R&R. Instead, they're using the time to run to the doctor for an appointment or do some errands or handling a family situation, whatever it might happen to be, but not just R&R. According to Dana Studebaker of Apple Vacations, which commissioned the survey, it is easy to let our PTO PTO just be the time we use to run errands or keep up with our hectic lives, but it's vital to make time for ourselves and ensure that things don't build up in the long run. When asked if respondents would be willing to buy more PTO if it was an option, 66%, two-thirds, said that they would. And again, a fair number of us are not using all that we have. And then there are others, two-thirds, said that they'd buy more paid time off if they could. By the way, the average amount that they would be willing to pay for an additional day of time off, $187. Now, that is the value that they put on a day of PTO. Kind of interesting. See if that reflects yourself. I mean, see if you can see yourself in any of those numbers, right? Once again, my wife Kyra has joined us in the studio with another collection of recipes from Kyra's Kitchen. This morning, we're talking yummy and easy to make holiday appetizers and treats.
Yes.
Yum.
Yep.
This good is stuff for the season.
Yeah, this is what our plan is for our Christmas this year. We're just doing heavy appetizers. We're not doing
a big meal.
The big turkey, all that stuff.
Which, By the way,
yeah,
I got to mention this. This is, it's kind of ironic because back at Thanksgiving,
yeah,
we bought this big turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Anticipating, yeah, a huge number of people,
right,
to, you know, come to our place for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
And it turned out we didn't have as many people,
nope,
as we expected, so we didn't need the big turkey.
Right.
And so we went out and bought another turkey,
right,
that was smaller. And
yeah,
the idea was we are going to take the big turkey and do, right, that at Christmas time. And
right,
now that's not the plan.
Well, that's,
we're going to just do heavy appetizers.
So it's still the
we
plan.
Still have that's this just turkey in the freezer, so it may be next Thanksgiving.
No,
maybe
it won't.
Maybe
it won't. I promise.
You're
I
promising
promise.
Another big gathering?
No,
we're going to do it for 4th of July. That's what it's going to be.
Still,
it's going to be the big Valentine's Day turkey. That's what it's going to be.
Well, no, no, Easter.
Okay,
an Easter
but
turkey.
Easter is ham.
Oh no. Yeah. Well, okay, but you
maybe
don't
not
have
this year.
To.
Anyway.
Come on, honey. Think outside of the box.
Don't be surprised if at some point in the future we get an awful lot of turkey recipes, because we've got like this 18-pound turkey we got to get rid of.
I'm going to put it in the crock pot.
We're going to have all of these turkey recipes. Anyway, so yeah, this is the plan, is that we're going to do just kind of the heavy appetizers and skip the big,
yes,
meal, because,
yes,
and it kind of makes sense because a lot of people will have multiple gatherings,
oh, yeah,
to go,
yeah,
to,
and, like,
and they don't
already,
need,
yeah,
a huge heavy meal at each,
right,
one. So,
right, this is just something,
this could be something
we'll
that you could
it
do. Yeah,
yeah.
So we're starting off with a recipe for slow cooker meatballs and smokies.
Yes. So this is a 12-ounce jar of apricot preserves,
okay,
1.5 cups of barbecue sauce, 32 ounces of frozen beef meatballs, 1 package of mini beef smoky hot dogs, and those are drained. And I kind of rinsed mine also. 20 ounces of pineapple tidbits drained. So mix the apricot preserves and the barbecue sauce together in your slow cooker. Drain the pineapples, save about 1/2 cup of the pineapple juice, add the pineapples and the reserve juice, so that 1/2 cup of juice, stir that well, then add your meatballs and your smokies, stir until well coated with sauce, cook on high for 2 to 3 hours, and enjoy.
Yeah, it's really simple, and it's got that sweet and spicy,
yeah,
kind of thing,
and
with
they're
the
really
barbecue
good
sauce.
I
the,
really liked them.
And the preserves.
Yeah.
Also have a recipe for a holiday cranberry jalapeno cream cheese,
yes,
dip. Okay.
So this is 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1/2 cup of whole cranberry sauce, 1 to 2 fresh jalapenos seeded and diced, 2 teaspoons of dried basil, salt and pepper to taste, and 1/2 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. So in a mixing bowl, beat the soft cream cheese with a hand mixer or spoon until smooth and creamy. Mix in the cranberry sauce, chopped jalapenos, the basil, the salt and pepper to taste. Stir until well combined. Place in a serving dish and sprinkle with some cream cheese on top.
Or some cheddar cheese on top.
Or some cheddar cheese,
yeah,
on top.
Sprinkle
and,
the cream,
yes,
cheese on the top.
Sorry.
That'd be a little difficult.
So my head was going backwards.
One direction to the other. Yeah.
So anyway, so one of the things that I did was I preserved, because it's only 1/2 cup of your cranberry sauce.
Okay.
So I used some of the extra cranberry sauce and put that on top of the,
okay,
the cream cheese mixture, and then sprinkled on my cheddar cheese on,
okay,
top. Placing in the fridge for about 10 to 15 minutes to firm up, or overnight, it's fine. Serve with crackers or crostini or fresh veggies like cucumbers, bell peppers, carrots,
yeah,
whatever, and
just
enjoy.
It's a quick and easy dip
yes,
recipe.
Yes.
Have a cheesy pesto roll Christmas wreath.
Yeah. So this one is fun and really cool.
Okay.
So it's 2 8-ounce packages of refrigerated crescent rolls, and you want the triangle ones, not your just your sheet. You want the ones that are cut. 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1 cup of shredded mozzarella cheese, 1/2 cup of basil pesto divided, crushed rosemary to taste, and 1 pint of cherry tomatoes sliced up. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Line a large baking sheet with parchment paper. Trace a 5-inch circle with a lid in the center of your parchment paper. That kind of gives you your outline to mm-hmm. place your dough. Open both cans of dough, separate your crescent rolls into the 16 triangles, arrange the triangles overlapping with the flat side inward and the points outward, so it's going to look like a sunbeam.
Okay.
Combine your cream cheese, your mozzarella cheese, your 6 tablespoons of pesto in a bowl. Mix until well combined, then spread around the center of the ring of the crescent dough. Wrap each dough triangle up over filling and tuck in under. So you're going to wrap it around and then tuck it in and under the inner circle.
Okay.
So do that all the way around. Mm-hmm. Then brush the remaining pesto on top. Sprinkle with some crushed cranberry. Bake in your preheated oven until the dough is golden brown and cooked 20 to 25 minutes. Remove from the oven and cool for about 5 minutes. Slice into individual portion rings, but keep the ring in place so it still looks like a wreath. Garnish with rosemary sprigs and cherry tomatoes if desired.
Okay, so the cheesy pesto roll Christmas wreath.
Yes.
But wait, there's more. We have,
I have one extra.
Have one more recipe yes. to share, and this is really easy.
Yes.
It's for Christmas cranberry roll-ups.
Yes. So this is another cranberry one. You know, red, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's very Christmassy.
Yes. So 8 ounce softened cream cheese, mm-hmm. 1 cup of feta cheese crumbled, 1/2 cup of fresh chives chopped, 1.5 cups of dried cranberry, and 4 large flour tortillas. So you want the large 10-inch.
Okay, the big ones.
The burrito.
Okay.
That's a burrito.
All right.
Place the cream cheese in a small bowl. Beat with an electric mixer until smooth and fluffy. Add the feta cheese, the chives, the dried cranberries, and mix everything together until it is evenly combined. Spread the cream cheese mixture evenly over the tortillas. Make sure to cover the entire tortilla. Roll each tortilla tightly to form a log shape. Wrap each tortilla individually in plastic wrap to maintain their shape and prevent them from drying out.
Okay.
And then refrigerate them for at least 1 hour and let them firm up, and then they're easier to slice.
Gotcha.
Also.
Yeah.
Then after chilling, remove the plastic wrap, cut the rolls into slices of your desired thickness. So however thick you want them, mm-hmm. and arrange the slices on a pretty serving plate, Christmas plate, and enjoy.
There you go. So that is the secret, is the plastic wrap to keep the tortillas from drying out. Good stuff there.
Yeah.
Little kitchen
and
hack.
And it helps them keep formed, so then they're easier. Yeah.
Good
easier
stuff.
To slice.
So the slow cooker meatballs and smokies, the holiday cranberry jalapeno cream cheese dip, the cheesy pesto roll Christmas wreath, and the Christmas cranberry roll-up recipes are all posted on the Kyra's Kitchen Facebook page.
Yep.
At Kyra's Kitchen WFIN on Facebook, and linked up, of course, at goodmornings.net. Good stuff there.
Yes.
My wife, Kyra, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And that will finish up our podcast for today. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us on the program, of course. And once again, a reminder, you can get more information about all of the topics that we talk about each and every day on the show at our webpage, say it with me, goodmornings.net. You can also connect with us on social media, sign up for our daily email newsletter, contact us directly via email, links there on the website for all of that and more. Again, goodmornings.net is our little corner of the World Wide Web. Coming up next week, our final countdown to Christmas and a look back at the most memorable people, places, and things of the past year. So until Monday morning, that is Good Mornings for this morning. Now that you've had a good morning, go on out, make it a good day, a great weekend. We'll catch you back here next week.